This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Browns against the Los Angeles Chargers coming up at Huntington Bank Field Sunday. Then you go into the bye week. Browns need the win, right? If you don't win this game, the very outside playoff possibilities that the Browns still have, Andy. Pretty much go bye-bye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very outside, I mean, at this point. If they lose this game, this is one of the ones, as we did the schedule game with Nikostos, that you think, yeah, this is one of those that you better get. And I think they have a great opportunity to do that. The Chargers are an interesting team. I don't think they're a bad team. They're 4-3. They've been a little up and down. That's okay. Jim Harbaugh's first year. They still have the best uniforms in sports, in my humble opinion. Love the powder blues with the white pants. With the white pants. Those are just classic.
Dan?
Love the powder blues.
Oh, they're great unis.
With the
they're
white
tremendous.
Pants.
Jake, you too.
I'm not as big a fan of the gold pants, but the powder blue with the white pants and the helmet and the number on the helmet, it's the cleanest, coolest look in sports, I think. I love it. Closely followed by the Carolina Panthers, almost any uniform they wear.
I don't know. I'm just not into it. Okay.
That's all right. You're not into it.
I'm not buying what you're selling. That's all.
The Chargers are not a real good football team coming in, except in one thing. Their defense is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They're allowing only 13 points a game, Andy. 13. And they're going up against a defense that has scored more than 18 points in a game just once. So if you're looking for an offensive shootout, this may not be your game, folks. They have some really, really good talent, I think. And they did some things to their team to kind of Harbaugh their team up this year.
And everyone's wearing khakis? They should wear khakis.
That's funny. Whether or not this was by design because of Jim Harbaugh or not, they got rid of their two, I think, very good veteran wide receivers in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams this last offseason. And Williams has been ugh with the Jets, and Keenan Allen has been ugh okay with the Bears. And they've replaced them with younger guys who may or may not be doing much of anything. That's the one aspect of this that I think is kind of weird. Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback, I think, but not really being able to show everything that he's done this year for a number of reasons, one of which is Harbaugh's philosophy. You know, he wants to run the football. You saw that with their offseason acquisitions. Gus Edwards coming in from Baltimore, who obviously went from John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh, then got hurt in the fourth game, and he's still not back. So do not look for Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins from Baltimore went from one Harbaugh brother to the other, has stepped in and been healthy. And that's worked. And he's been really good for them. And that's really good to see. You know, you kind of thought J.K. Dobbins would be a guy who would have a really nice NFL career as a running back and just couldn't stay healthy in Baltimore. But this year he's averaging 4.8 yards a carry and over 500 yards. He scored four touchdowns on the ground. I think he's done a really nice job. If they get Gus Edwards back, and they have a young rookie who they've played, Kamani Vidal, who's been okay at best, But if you get Gus Edwards back with J.K. Dobbins, man, you're going to have a really nice tandem back there. And a tandem that Jim Harbaugh, you would think, would really embrace and use like crazy. And take some of the heat off Justin Herbert, who's been dinged up. You know, the guy's got to stay healthy. And he's been dinged up. He's been sacked 15 times already this year. And allow him to really do what it is he can do. Because I think he's one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. Hasn't shown it this year.
I find it fascinating. Like I feel like when the Browns go out to the West Coast and play Pacific time zone games, like traditionally, they seem to struggle. Would you agree with that?
No,
you don't think so.
I don't have the research in my head to back it up.
I do. Like, and so I'm looking at it.
This game's in Cleveland, though.
No, I'm talking about a West Coast team coming here.
Okay.
So, like, I always think that when we go out there, it's tough. And, I have some numbers a little bit of them are older, but they say that, you know, when these West Coast teams come east, the numbers I don't like looking at, but it was like the thing I saw today, it was from a couple years ago, but when a West Coast team travels to the Eastern time zone, like, they tend, like when they don't travel against an Eastern time zone team, they win like 68% of the time. When a West Coast team travels to the Eastern time zone, the West Coast team only wins like 43% of the time. Now, some of those numbers might be a little bit older, so they might have changed a little bit. And I've been reading a little bit of AI research on that because I find it fascinating, like that travel there. You know, we were talking about going to London yesterday. Like, I can't even imagine what that's like if you're a West Coast team.
What does it tell you about a West Coast team traveling east with the number one defense in the NFL?
I don't know.
Allowing only 13 points a game. That's a bigger concern to me than popping on a plane.
But their body clocks are off a little bit because they're still there. I don't know. I notice things like that. You know, you talk about fatigue. You talk about jet lag, especially in the fourth quarter in some of those games. I would think that. That's home field advantage for the Browns a little bit. So I think it evens things out a little. Maybe I'm just nuts and I like to look at little insignificant things that you might consider insignificant. I find them significant. So I don't know. I think it's I watch for that stuff when you have a West Coast team coming to an East Coast team. That's all.
I'm just curious to see what the Browns can do offensively. You know,
I think against
a bad pass defense in Baltimore. They looked really good. You have a pretty good pass defense here in the Chargers, but a really good stingy defense in giving up points, only 13 points a game. And yardage-wise, you know, they're top 10. So what happens for Jameis in this offense against a better defense? And I think this game, Andy, could be even more telling than the Baltimore game about what we might have in store the rest of this season. If they can go out and have a nice offensive game against a Chargers team that's playing well on the defensive side of the ball, okay, then that means more to me even than winning against Baltimore and their poor defense at the moment. That's what I'm going to be really paying attention to. What does the offense look like against a good D?
I think they're going to be okay this week. I think they'll be able to get to 20 again. Is that going to be enough to win the game? I don't know. But I feel good about the offense after last week. My big fear is just Jameis throwing interceptions.
Well, it's going to happen. That's part of his DNA. You know, but it hasn't been as much of his DNA since he left Tampa. You know, the 1 year when he threw the 30, when he threw 600 sometimes and threw for 5,000 yards and threw 30 interceptions, which is a lot of interceptions, obviously, slightly skewed things. Slightly. You know, that you really think of him as an interception guy because of that season. Not that he was, you know, bulletproof in other seasons on that, because he wasn't. But that one really jumps off the page because he threw 30 picks in a year. I don't know that he's that same quarterback anymore.
There were two plays last week that made me think he was.
Well,
you know?
True, except they weren't caught. But still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Most quarterbacks are going to have a lousy throw here and there. And you can just expect that with him. But I don't think he's the same guy who threw interceptions at a much higher percentage in Tampa.
Do you have any confidence in the Browns winning this weekend or no?
I think they'll win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how many points do they need to score to win?
Oh, I think you better be in the 20s.
Again, and I agree with that. I have renewed hope in this team. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm crazy because they only have 2 wins and you're supposed to look
renewed
at them
hope
like,
in what way?
That the offense looks like an offense.
That we're going to watch some decent football the rest of the way, or that this team can make do what we'd
done? I feel strong that we are going to see decent offense the rest of the way. I feel strong about that.
All right, what does that mean?
Well, I feel better than I did when Deshaun was a quarterback. I think
That's not difficult if we paid attention to the first 7 games. I had no confidence in the offense.
Well, I had no faith that they were going to change quarterbacks. And unfortunately,
they might not have.
So would we have taken an L last week? Fly the L, take the L. Is that what they're doing?
Good question.
That's a hard way to live.
We don't obviously know the answer to that.
We've lived that before. I don't like living that way. I like living thinking they've got a chance to win. I think they've got a chance to win this week. The offense just feels rejuvenated. If he can, you know, obviously if he can duplicate what he did last week, he will. I'm not expecting that though because of, you know, basically what you have said and other people have said about this Chargers defense. But you know, at least we get to. It's just better than walking into these games going, that Bengals game was so bad. It was so bad. It was so hard to watch. It very much felt like 1999 when you knew every team was coming in to crush you.
I'm not affected by the Jim Harbaugh was at Michigan.
I don't care.
That doesn't faze me zero. In the least. Is not a big Buckeye fan. I like him as an NFL coach. And I'm glad he's back in the league. I think that's terrific.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,